Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
Hi, guys. Mary Goulet. I'm not in the studio today, but on Soulful Sunday, we're still going to deliver some great content. Hi, guys. Steve Ulsher and Richard Ote are my typical guests here on the show for this segment.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Yay, I miss seeing you guys in studio. But let's get right down to it. So in my book, Go With Your Gut, which you can get a free download at gowithyourgut.net, I think it's /free, if Kelly can correct me if I'm wrong, and on page, 51, I say don't believe everything you think. And sometimes people are like, what? But it's true. And some of the reasons why is because I'm trying to get people to be open-minded to realizing where they're truly making their decisions from so they can make a different choice and actually listen to their gut instinct instead of their ego or their mind or their heart / emotions. And so I'm going to go through this kind of quickly and then ask if you guys have any questions about it. So the reason we don't want to listen to our ego when making a choice or a decision, even though we've been trained to do that since we were young, our parents would always say, think it through. Weren't you using your head? Be logical. All of those things are great tools after we know what our gut instinct is telling us to do. So one side note, you might be a default ego decision maker or a heartfelt decision maker with your emotions. If you can identify which one of those, but this will still come in handy because the ego is so strong. And it really wants to keep us safe. It's fear-based, and it just wants to cover all the bases. And one way you can tell if you are an ego-based decision-maker is you'll hear yourself asking or speaking in sentences and then asking a lot of questions. Even if it's one question, you know you're not in your gut. You're definitely in your ego. So keep that in mind, especially if you're struggling with a tough decision and you're asking a bunch of questions and sentences and then you start to say, oh, no, now I'm confused, because you need that stalling technique or tactic because you most likely know what to do. You just don't like your options. So do you have any questions so far about this part of it?
I mean, I have no ego, really, so I can't really relate to this topic at all. No, I'm not.
You really said that out loud.
Did am I speaking? Yeah.
No, no way, Mr. Bold. No way, Mr. Bold.
No, that was Richie Ote.
Yeah, nice try.
Right? No. I mean, I totally get it. I'm all ears, and I'm waiting for the tips and the questions, so I can I can help myself, or you can help me help you help me on this, because definitely okay. I need all the help I can get.
I have just one question. So when you were saying, did I hear you right? If you have more questions come in your head than you're in your head. If you have questions at all, you're in your head. If you are in your gut, questions don't follow whatever the feeling was or statement that came to you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So remember, I may have said this on Soulful Sunday before, your gut speaks in a statement of 5 words or less. It's a do, it's a don't, or it's a delay. So it's not going to give you a reason why. It's saying, go to the store now. It's not going to tell you. It's just going to say, go. And after a while, you'll just know, because we want to live in the land of something told me or something tells me. So when you are, go to the store now, and then you say because, then you're going to start rationalizing it, justifying it, and make excuses or explanations why you're going to the store now. And the gut's like, you had me at the 5th word. I was done. The 5th word is it. So yes, if you are asking questions, speaking in sentences, trying to justify, rationalize, it's most likely because you have an emotional attachment to some outcome, or you have an agenda you're trying to push forward through other people, or just to say, oh, I had to do this because, and then you give your reason. That you're head's going to do that in circumstances. Your heart's going to do it when it comes to people and how you feel, or you don't want to feel badly or make someone else feel badly. So you're kind of protecting the emotional realm and of the person or persons in the situation. So the test is to recognize when these things are taking place. And it's really easy to do if you're in a group like us three, and I maybe have a quandary, and I'm starting to talk about it, and I'm asking a question, or I'm speaking in a lot of sentences. One of you could go, okay, so that's your ego. What does your gut say? You know, maybe my gut's saying, you know, quit working with that client. But then I'm worried, oh no, I need the money. I don't have someone to replace that person. So my ego is going to take over because it wants me to be safe. And then my heart's going to probably say, yeah, but they're going to be disappointed. They want to work with us, but I feel uncomfortable. I'm going to feel awkward. And do you kind of see the dialogue and how it goes along?
So what do you do? Drop them as a client and then see what your gut says next?
So if you know that the gut gave you the due directive to drop the client, it also is in play for you to, you know, pull in the delay card and say, I'll drop the client in another month. I know I need to stop this relationship, but it's okay if I play out the rest of the month or something like that. But it's...
So it sounds like the delay, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the delay is a little bit of a get out of jail free card, where it's a little bit of rationale still, right? I mean, I'm trying to pick it apart here to get it, not to say it's not right. Like, because it sounds like the delay is still some form of a rationale, right? It's okay, but do it later. So I'm trying to figure that.
Okay, so exactly. So not every situation pulls the delay card, but it definitely solves the... Most people say, I'm confused, I don't know what to do. And then we realize they know exactly what to do. They're just not ready to do it. So, for instance, I spoke at a conference, and this guy walked up to me after I gave this portion of the presentation. He said, oh, my gosh, my marriage is over. Well, that was in August. He didn't act on it. He was, you know, being gentle with the whole process with his wife and working through other things, but he knew it was over. But then ended it in February. Do you get what I'm saying? So the delay was clearing the confusion. He knew what to do. And then he and his wife worked through things for several months before it was over. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes your gut will give you a do, and you know it's got to be done right away. Mm-hmm. And we know. I think that we hide behind... this, I really don't know, and I'm not sure why I keep screwing up my life in this same relationship category, or not, you know, remaining stuck and not taking chances, because our ego is wanting to keep us safe, and that's safe from how other people view us. I can't stand up in front of that crowd, when the gut's saying, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So I think that we cop out by not acknowledging and just admitting, I know I'm going to have to push through these fears to get to the next level of my business. And the ego's like, no, you don't. We can just stay right here nice and safe and sound. And the gut, you get to a point where that stuckness is like the elephant in the room to your ego, and the ego has to give in and the gut wins.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, why don't you speed up the process?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
and just admit what it is.
Good stuff there, Mary Goulet. All right, I'll let you take us out.
Thank you, guys. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to Soulful Sunday. And check out my website, gowithyourgut.net, or see me on facebook.com/gowithyourgut. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.